Do you believe that God wants you healthy? Then join me, Cersei Blue, and Gigi Carter on the Healthy for My Purpose podcast, where we help you realize the relationship between your health and your purpose. We share how eating like Daniel can revolutionize your life. Through discussions and interviews, we challenge you to discover the powerful connection between plant-based nutrition, your body, and your faith. It's time. Welcome to another episode of Healthy for My Purpose. Guys, it's nice to be back. We had a little bit of a break, but we are back and we are going to be giving you some great episodes coming up in the near future. But the first one is an awesome conversation with Stephanie Ignofo. This is an amazing story. If any of you have been thinking, you know, can I transition to a plant-based diet? Can my family come along with me? Can I really do this long-term? Then this is the podcast episode for you. Stephanie goes into how she stumbled across eating plants and how her family is totally transformed. I'm talking about from her husband to her children, and just how it became so infectious that she began to change her community and the world around her. So without further ado, let's jump into this episode. All right. Welcome to another episode of Healthy for My Purpose. Today we have the wonderful Stephanie Ignofo from Plantspiration, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation with her. So let's just jump right in, Stephanie. Can you tell us your plant-based journey? Like, how did you get to the place of being a whole food plant-based eater?
So this is a fun story. About 11 years ago, one of my daughters, she was 15 at the time. She was reading a book about one of the characters was vegan and mentioned that it didn't want to use other sentient beings. And she came home one day and said, I want to go vegan. And I said, that's the dumbest idea ever. That's just, where are you going to get your calcium? I said, this is just ridiculous. But I didn't stop her. I just thought, hopefully this will end soon, this fad that she's going on. But it kept on going. And my husband and I were like, how long is this going to go on? I'm really concerned. So I started searching, how long can you live without meat? And I came across the documentary Forks Over Knives. I watched about 2 minutes of it and I realized, all right, she will survive. But I don't want anything to do with this. I'm not giving up my cheese. I'm not giving up my alcohol. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing and hopefully this will end. And fast forward about 6 months, John was coming home. We were coming home from what would be our 9th surgery or procedure in 11 months. So I was very sick. I was spending most of my time going to doctor's appointments, asking them what's wrong with me. Why do I have all these chronic diseases? But on this one particular day coming home, I thought, man, we are really going to lose everything. His surgery did not go as planned. It was a longer recovery. He was self-employed. We didn't have insurance. I was ready to file for disability. I had a list a mile long of chronic diseases. And I just felt like this is rock bottom. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And in a panicked state, I'm still thinking diet because I'm a professional dieter at this point. And I'm going to, you know, start this forks over knives plant thing, whatever, and hopefully lose a couple pounds. What I decided to do was pick up McDonald's on the way home from the hospital that day as a treat. We were going to gather the family around and I said, you know what, we're going to watch this Forks Over Knives. I was kind of in like a panic state of, I got to do something. So we got home, John's on his whole machine, the ice machine and all that. And we're watching this documentary and I realized, wow, this isn't just about weight. This is about disease. And my son's obese. My daughters are, you know, following in my footsteps because, you know, genetics. I had this list of chronic disease and I realized it wasn't just the weight they were talking about. It was diseases. And I thought, well, let's give this a shot. Since I'm the one doing the grocery shopping, since I'm the one cooking the food and in control of this, this is what I'm going to do. I said, we're going to stop bringing animal home. We're going to go plant-based. And we actually did start off juicing. I kind of did a weekend of, well, let's watch, you know, Forks Over Knives, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Mm-hmm. And I started off like that the very next day, Gigi. And 100 pounds later, everything started changing really fast for us. And then we lost 250 pounds altogether.
Wow.
This was really what got me into this direction that we were going in.
Yeah. So you said you were a professional dieter. Tell me more about what diets were you, had you tried, had you been doing, and kind of your whole diet history.
That's a great question. So as I say, professional dieter, what that means is I've tried every diet I've ever known, other than the pills or Dexatrim. I was doing Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig, MedFast, Weight Watchers countless times, every other year, every other month. Shredded cabbage diet, starvation diet, you name it. It was everything that I had ever done. Cutting calories, cutting carbs, keto, South Beach. I tried it all. I may have lost, 20, 30 pounds, never reversed my diseases, always gained it back and then some. So everything was just short lived. I thought, why not give this a shot? What do I have to lose?
Yeah. So how much did you personally, if you don't mind sharing, how much did you personally lose from the time that you started to kind of where you are today, I guess?
I'm grateful that you asked this question. I lost 100 pounds for the first time in my life. I never really went past 25 or 30 pounds. So even when I lost the first 25 or 30 pounds, I thought I was done. I didn't think it could keep happening. But the more I ate, the more it just kept happening, the more weight we all lost. So I lost 100, and as a family total, we dropped 250 pounds altogether.
Wow, that's awesome. So this kind of, it sounded like it started with your daughter planting the seed, and then your, curiosity and kind of inquisition into not eating meat. I love the fact that you Googled. I forgot what you said. What?
How long?
Can you live without meat? You know what? That is so awesome, because that's honestly what a lot of people, think. They're afraid of not eating meat, and we all know. I mean, nobody can name one protein deficiency disease.
Exactly.
You ask them name one protein deficiency disease, and nobody can name it, because it doesn't, in our country, it's not something that is commonplace. Whereas eating too much protein, as Stephanie and Cersei knows as well, is associated with all these different chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure. So there's so much evidence around that today that, it's just not even a point of arguing.
True.
So, yeah. So my next question is, or Cersei, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, no, I was going to jump in before we get into the second question is, can you talk a little bit more? Because you said your family lost 250 pounds. Could you just talk a little bit more about your day-to-day evolution as a family and what that looks like and what the community saw and just people you guys were interacting, your family, your friends, your community, how did that all evolve as a family? Because that's big. It's usually sometimes it's one person, but you guys had the whole family at one point.
Cersei, I'm so glad you asked that question. It was quite an obstacle with the community. We live in a small community up on the border of Wisconsin. the kids were definitely getting picked on for some of the things that they were doing. The pediatrician gave me a hard time. The neighbors were talking about it. And the women at the bank thought that I had cancer because of the drastic amount of weight that I had lost. So people were definitely talking about it. But I just kept telling the kids who were all in high school at the time when we did this, I can't control everything that you're doing, but I can control what's coming into the house. I continue to start that research because I was really wanted to empower them. I wanted to empower myself. I had seen the movie Forks Over Knives, but now I wanted to support everything that we were doing. So I wanted to educate my kids. They weren't learning this in school. We weren't learning it from the pediatrician, and certainly my doctor wasn't telling me, hey, Stephanie, if you went plant-based, you could reverse all these diseases. Mm. So I just thought it was important to be the inspiration in my house, be the model in my house, let them see that we weren't going to stop this. It was the right thing to do. And it obviously moved into not just our diet, not just dieting for our health, that vegan aspect, the environmental aspect. I wanted to give them all the information so that we could continue to support this change that we were making as a family. Yeah, that I hope that answered that question, but I just kind of said, I don't care what anybody's saying. I know this is what's right for our family and we're gonna keep moving forward together.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you really do have to go against the grain. You know, like, I mean, when you're doing something that other people aren't doing, you really, that conviction is so powerful because, you know, there's so many pressures. And, you know, you go to places like, you know, my husband and I decided to kind of go into the big city for Thanksgiving weekend. And on our way out, we have to take a ferry, and there was a restaurant that was open on Thanksgiving Day. And we were just trying to get some oatmeal, you know, we just wanted some oatmeal. And we go in there and they don't have oatmeal. They don't have anything like plant-based or vegan. And it's kind of, you know, so, you know, you just make the decision, like, you know, you give the feedback and you just decide not to eat anything. Cause you know, we all know we can live without eating, you know, a few days as long as we've got some water, but you know, we're talking about like a 2-hour ferry trip, you know, waiting for the ferry and then catching the ferry. And that conviction, you know, because I know a lot of times, you know, the pressure's there to just get what they have, you know, just make do, you know, and you don't have to make do, you know, because at the end of the day, what you're putting in your body is an act of self-love and self-care. And I think that, you know, when you make that decision to go whole food plant-based, that, you know, you are basically saying to yourself, I care about what I put in my body and I'm not going to, we like to say, defile ourselves.
And I agree with it so much. And I wanted to absolutely empower them with that kind of stuff. And oh, I forgot what I was going to say, but it was piggybacking off of that. I hyped it up. I hyped it up each day for the kids. You know, look at what this is doing. Look at the changes that we're seeing. Their acne was the first thing that they noticed. I didn't put too much emphasis on weight. It was like, look at how good you're feeling, the energy levels. They were sleeping better. And to have the three of my teenagers kind of, you know, getting excited about this stuff, I really hyped it up and kept encouraging them to do these things. We did not eat a lot of fast food. That McDonald's drive-through, that was a treat. I cooked dinner every day. We rarely ate red meat. We were a lean chicken family, no skin, ground turkey. And I cooked every day. So how we got this sick with how well we really believed we were eating is just what I want people to learn and see the difference of, it's not what we thought. We're eating more foods, more flavors, more cuisines than ever before. And it's just, how can you not tell everybody?
Right. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because you were eating like home cooked meals before. What you and that's what, you know, kind of contributed to the disease, the diseases that, you know, you kind of touched on earlier. And, you know, here's the thing. That is basically, you know, what the government has recommended for years, you know, whether through the pyramid or the MyPlate, they have always recommended those foods as being quote unquote healthy and good for you. So just, you know, sad state of affairs where we find ourselves in.
I call it the standard American diet is the greatest marketing scheme ever invented.
Yeah.
To say it's not there to make people prevent or reverse. We all know that, Gigi.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Okay. So I want to pivot a little bit and talk about Plantspiration, because Plantspiration is kind of a really unique name, I think, to, you know, it's, I guess, a combination of plants and inspiration. So could you tell us a little more about Plantspiration? Like, how did that come to fruition, and what's your approach in working with people through that?
Thank you for that question. So while I was in the middle of my T. Colin Campbell courses, I was already had lost the weight. It was about 3 or 4 years later. I was already, you know, coaching people, feeling it out, kind of reversing diabetes, you know, teaching people, wow, you could reverse diabetes. Let me show you how we did this. And also, we really didn't have vegan junk food in 2013. So this truly was a very swift transition to whole food plant-based right out the gate. So while I was doing the courses, I don't know how it came to mind, but I just wrote Plantspiration around a circle that I drew. And I said to my husband and the kids, I said, I think I should just start a business, like a nonprofit, because I feel like I should just be, everybody should have access to this information. So that's exactly what I had done. I just looked up how to start a nonprofit, how to start a business. And I started Plantspiration NFP Incorporated. My son actually originally started the website, and we just started teaching people. By 2017, I had opened up my doors to start teaching like cooking classes, kind of showing people how to do it. But I was already taking this lifestyle medicine approach way before I even understood really what those pillars were. Then I became, I completed the lifestyle medicine coaching through the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. And then Plantspiration just took on this whole lifestyle medicine approach. Things really came together with when COVID happened. It allowed me to go virtual with my cooking classes with Physicians Committee. And then that's when that community aspect really came together. I knew I had to get people together. This is what worked for us. This is the evidence behind, you know, that lifestyle approach. So we've built a lifestyle approach program. I teach people with the nutrition education and cooking classes. And of course, my individual coaching with the members and group coaching is all around those pillars that we know help us live the longest. And it takes some time to undo behaviors that we've all acquired. I mean, I've been there. We know what this feels like. And most of all, I like to say to people, I know exactly what you're feeling and being confused or against what they're saying about carbs and, you know, just trying to be relatable of, I was there. This is ridiculous. And this is eating grass. And I really try to remind people, I get it. I've been there and I want to meet you where you're at. So that's kind of the approach. That is the approach we're taking.
Yeah. And I want to pivot a little bit just to ask you, because a lot of, like I said, I follow you on social media. I love your content. And you do, it looks like you're very active, like as far as physical activity. Can you talk a little more about, you know, we talked a lot about your journey, your health journey as it relates to food and changing what's on your plate, but talk to us about your physical activity journey. Were you like an active person as a young person and then became sedentary? Like, walk us through that whole story.
So I was the person that would be walking through every gym, anything in gym. I was walking. I wasn't running. I was not active. I was not ever in any sports. I couldn't ride my bike for more than 5 minutes if I had one. So when, and I'd never been to a gym. I wasn't regularly working out. I had a recumbent bike at home. I knew it was good that we should be physical, but that level of activity was nothing. You know, yeah. I would get in those spurts when I was in the Weight Watchers mode, you know, and then it would all be over in a couple months. So when this happened, something, it was like euphoric, honestly. The amount of energy I had all of a sudden, the amount of pain that I wasn't struggling with, so many things were happening that after a few months, I just thought, I've got to dust this bike off and I've got to get on it. And I remember I thought I went 5 minutes and it was 5 miles and it was 10 miles. And I thought, this thing has to be wrong. There's no physical way that I could do 10 miles. Before I started this, I was facing double knee replacements. I'm stage 3/4 advanced osteoarthritis in my knees. I had lots of back trouble. Of course, autoimmune disease, diverticulitis, pancreatitis. I suffered migraines from fibrocystic breast disease to high cholesterol. I was on high blood pressure medication since 21. Exercise was not in my realm when I was sick. So to take this on and then to get a bike and then to start riding 100 miles a week, I just want everybody to know that there is hope. There is the ability to do these things when we have the right environment to heal.
Yeah.
So to have that part of my life back, I brought it into Plantspiration as I'm coaching. So like you had mentioned, I stay very active, not just out of my work, but in my work. I try to share with people, I am an entrepreneur. I am a busy CEO, but I'm also still living this life, eating this way, exercising this way, you know, doing yoga or breathing. And I do all these live with my members. So we hook up and work out every morning, or, you know, we meet every Saturday globally. We can meditate, do some breathing on yoga Sunday if you're into that. And we just kind of practice what we teach over here.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So how has the perception changed in your community now that you're so many years in and people have seen the changes, your doctor and your people in the community? How has the perception changed?
Well, the plant interventionist in me has definitely been, it's more well known now. So people do come to me when they've got chronic disease, they have chronic illness. Everybody knows who I am in the grocery store and what I'm doing there and what I do for the community. I just think that that's awesome that it's been 10 years and they see that this is still happening. It continues to grow and elevate my platform to be able to bring more awareness. And I'm really grateful for that. Lots of people have been impacted because we keep doing it and we offer the ability for people to learn how to do it, not just talk about it over here. We're actually teaching people how to do it with us. So yeah, wow. It's helped. They know who I am and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. I think I've seen you do a few cooking demos in the community online. I think you, yeah, you do a lot of those. So we're going to just go back to, I think if someone's watching and they are probably the only person in their house that has decided to make this change for you, you started with your daughter. What advice would you give them to make this to kind of bring this to their family? Like, what are some of the tips? I know you said you made it exciting and you made it educational. What are some of the other things that you did to really make this stick for your family?
Leading by example would be the number one. Leading by example was the number one. And really the best thing I could say is focus on yourself. Try to modify the things you already love. Meet people where they're at. All those really easy things that make the biggest impact is what we're learning. Just doing you. is how you're going to make the biggest impact. And then the next thing I say is call me. And in 5 minutes, I can explain to people like an interventionist, you know, this is what's going on with you. This is what we can do to turn things around. And we will be here when you're ready. No pressure, nothing like that. I think that makes the biggest impact on people when they realize we're not here to change anybody. We're here just to tell you that this is there if you're interested in it. Plants may not be for everyone, but everyone has a right to know is really what we want to get out.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because I, you know, I feel like, you know, people automatically assume that someone's not going to be interested, so they don't even bother to bring it up. But I love the fact that, you know, you're emphasizing bringing it up and giving people that option to choose it, because a lot of times, like, you know, it may just be planting a seed that will sprout later. Or it may be, you know, that tipping point that they've already had seeds planted before, but that tipping point to pull the trigger and go ahead and make the changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people are hesitant because maybe they haven't reached their goal or they haven't, you know, lost all their weight. That's the one thing I want to remind people is you can't even see what's going on inside or what you've done environmentally or what you've done in the animal world. There's so many positive things that you're doing that I encourage people to share their journey, share what they're doing, because it is inspiring. And that is plantspiration. It inspires people to see that there is a support system here. There is a proper way to learn how to do this. And there's no failing. There's no mistakes. It's just learning as we go.
Yeah. And I want to go back to one thing you said and just unpack it just a little bit, because I think a lot of people hear it, but they don't really know what that means. Mm-hmm. When you say meet people where they're at, like, what does that look like exactly? How would that sound if you were giving that advice to someone who asked, like, what does that mean, or how do I do that?
That's a great question. So I guess a good example would be if you were saying to somebody, hey, I've went plant-based, and that person says, well, I could never give up my cheese, or I could never give up my meat. The first thing I would say is, I used to say the same thing. But you'd be surprised that pasta is actually something you could eat that could help you or it could make you feel better. So I start right there with, what are some things you do like? You would be surprised at how many of them are already healthy for you. So as soon as I start getting into that, we just say, you never know, you know, the littlest changes could be big results in the end. Of course, inside, I'm like, come on, I know you can. But outwardly, I definitely want people to be, to feel that we're meeting them where they're at. It's just more positive that way. I don't want to, you know, I ate meat. I ate animals. I did things that I wish I didn't do. But the reality is we all are coming. Most of us are coming from that standard diet. So I think it's reasonable to meet them where they're at. I've been there. I know exactly what this feels like to be like, no way, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. All right. So what is next for Plantspiration? You mentioned a little bit that you kind of expanded your virtual platform during the pandemic. Just kind of, if you wouldn't mind sharing some insights in terms of what you're focusing on and kind of what's next for Plantspiration.
Well, what a great question. Thank you. We are growing rapidly and globally. Our classes are filling up. Our membership is growing, and it's going to continue to grow. In March, Dr. Neil Barnard is releasing a new book on weight loss, and he's interviewed me for that. And I'm really excited for the reach when that comes out. We just finished filming a documentary about the story of Plantspiration and kind of what's going on behind the scenes. So that should be a trailer should be released around the end of December, and we should see the finished product around spring. So with those things coming out, more talks, I've been doing a lot of Plantspiration is bringing healthy back. So So Cersei, for instance, if you were one of my members and you had been doing so good and you reached your goals, you've obviously inspired everybody around you. That's Plantspiration. Now everybody at work wants to know how you did it, or your family. So I come in and I do a Plantspiration, is bringing healthy back, you know, share the story, share the successes, and show people really how to get in the kitchen and start with these simple, easy, sustainable recipes that I do teach. So I want to go around, keep showing people that this is possible, keep inspiring people, and keep getting the word out that we need to get on the right side of history for our health, you know, the animals and the planet. No stopping us here. It's just growing from here.
Awesome. Awesome. Cersei, did you have any other questions?
No, that's it. But that sounds so exciting. And it does definitely sounds inspiring. So thank you so much.
Thank you guys for joining us,
Stephanie.
It was an honor. Any chance I get to be able to inspire somebody and tell them that there is hope. There are things that we can do, and we have to believe in ourselves a little bit along the way, and I want to help them on their journey.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for doing what you do. And we will include in the show notes your information. But if, you know, just to kind of wrap it up, do you want to just share kind of how people can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can find me at plantspiration.org. Plantspiration on all social media platforms. They can email me at Stephanie with an F, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E at plantspiration.org. Let me know what you're thinking, any questions. I want to be able to answer them for people, and let them know that it is possible to change your life with the right tools. And I just want to give them away to everybody.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you guys so much. This was really awesome.
Thank you for joining us on the Healthy for My Purpose podcast. We hope you enjoyed the community and are walking away empowered and encouraged to live your healthiest life for your God-ordained purpose. You could connect with us on Facebook and Instagram to enjoy fellowship with like-minded women. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this on iTunes. Until we meet again, keep honoring your body for your purpose.